This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, I'm pleased to report this morning, China is freaking the heck out over these tariffs.
Yep.
And Americans don't know this because what is left of the mainstream media sees their main job as keeping Americans as dumb and panicked as possible. Just want to tell a little, you know, and you got to string this together yourself because the media is going to try to black this out. For a whole lot of reasons we're going to get into later. But just a series of breaking articles over the last 48 to 72 hours. Okay. Headline number one. This is in the India Financial Times. India's headline. India's retail industry may gain as Trump's tariffs singe Chinese exports. Oh, wow. Wait, so India's figuring out this could be really good for us. Yeah, because you're not trying to kill us. So you're a better ally than, say, China, who had the unmitigated gall to volunteer. They weren't even asked to a delegation from the Biden administration in December. Oh, hey, we cyber attacked you. Yeah, we'll do it again. That was the implication. Oh, yeah, we're just mad about your support for Taiwan. Here, buy some more of our cheap stuff. Said India, never. So look, at a minimum, let me put it this way. Do you want your pharmaceuticals made by the people who killed 250,000 Americans with fentanyl? Including, I saw a just heartbreaking documentary over the weekend. A kid who took a Xanax. Not a drug addict, college student, found dead in his room by his parents. He was living at home for the first year of college to save money. Had anxiety around, exams. These are not heroin addicts looking for one more fix. Some of them are, but there's a lot of truly innocent people in there who in our generation would not be dead. They'd just be going about their lives, going to parties, going to college. The Chinese Communist Party is killing us. This is asymmetrical warfare. And it's got to stop. India is not killing us with fentanyl. So they have that going for them. So that's headline number one, Lee. India's retail industry may gain as Trump's tariffs singe Chinese exports. India's waking up and going, wait, we kind of like these tariffs. Headline number two. All of this corresponded with J.D. Vance's trip to India, keep in mind. Headline number two from Reuters. India imposes tariff on steel to stem cheap imports from China. All of this set in just as J.D. Vance and his wife fly into the country, 12% steel tariff from India to China, on China. Where do you think the idea for that came from?
Can't imagine.
I don't know. I don't know where they suddenly got the idea to do that. Weird, right? Because what's going on back channels, and you got to read between the lines here, okay? What's going on back channels is we're like, we are embargoing China. We are trying to shut them down on the world stage, including all of the ways they sneak their stuff into this country via other countries. They dump cheap goods, gut the manufacturing in other countries, not through legitimate capitalism, which would be one thing, but by subsidizing goods. Then the factories shut down, then they buy them, and they take over. And now guess what? Chinese steel's coming from India.
Sort of sounds like that should be a World Trade Organization violation, doesn't it, Tara?
Well, it kind of would be if any of that was ever enforced on China. Right. It never is. It's only enforced on us.
You wonder why.
And other first world countries, other Western countries. And that is the heart of the problem here. They have bought everybody off at every step of the way. Okay, so J.D. Vance touches down. They slap China with a 12% tariff to basically block what is predatory steel at the border. Okay, China is watching all of this. They respond with vows of retaliation against any country that follows U.S. calls to isolate Beijing. What is interesting about this is they did not specify, if you read what China said, they did not specify said retaliation would necessarily be economic. Why did they do that? Because they know that the world knows that that virus came out of that bioweapons lab and every country on earth has dead from it. Millions of dead, hundreds of thousands of dead. China knows this carries weight when they threaten retaliation. What will they do? China knows it carries weight. India's watching this. They're not dumb. They read the Wall Street Journal article just like I did. The one where China admitted to cyber attacks. The one that reminded you, oh, hey, they're in our water treatment plants. They're in our nuke plants. They're in our ports. They can shut down anything they want. This is China thugging out. Everybody who reads that warning reads it correctly. There will be retaliation. Maybe there won't be any water that's drinkable. Maybe your nuke plant will melt down. Maybe your ports will stop functioning and ships could run into, oh, I don't know, bridges in the Baltimore Harbor. It could be bad. China does not want to do this now. They're scared. That's what that says. That is it. I saw that and I went desperate. They look desperate. They don't look strong. They don't look like they're in control. Now, here's one more thing to point out, Lee, and I want to know what you think about this, okay? Let's think about India for a minute. For India to be slapping tariffs on China and running headline articles about, wow, this is super exciting. We could gain China's market share for ourselves using the Trump tariffs. Okay, think about who India is for a minute. India is a member in good standing of BRICS in partnership with China, who just, oh, I don't know, 6 months ago was working with China to bring down our currency, to destroy our dollar, which is the foremost goal of BRICS. Now they are tariffing their partner in BRICS. What a turnaround in 6 months. Mm-hmm. So what you're watching is carrot and stick here. India going, wow, what a great opportunity to profit here. Mm-hmm. And stick, okay, sure, we'll tariff China. It's just one example. The whole thing could still go up in flames. I'm not promising you success. But this is straightening out a major problem we have. We have to cut India off from China so they stop trying to destroy our currency, which, if you've noticed, is not doing so well right now.
Yeah.
What do you think about gold hitting a record high?
Well, that should tell you something. And of course, what's scaring me is the fact that if you've got a stock market that is down and the treasury market is not doing what they were hoping it would do, then that's an issue.
It is an issue. And it's what I, you know,
you've been talking about. I know. Yeah.
I've been most afraid of was that if Trump pushes these countries too far, too fast, too hard, that they will drop our currency and do what they've kind of wanted to do for a while, including the European Union, which is trade in their own currency. In other words, abandon the SWIFT system, where countries change their currency into our currency in order to do national and international business deals.
And then they start dumping treasury bonds,
right,
and the yields have to go up, which could increase our cost of borrowing, which quickens our pace toward insolvency.
Right. And the most dangerous thing right now is honestly the hype about the treasury market, because what they're trying to do, and this is institutional investors who are against the realignment of the world economic order because they uniquely profit from it. They are trying to panic mom and pop treasury holders into selling and dumping in order to stop Trump. And they've already seen Trump back off tariffs once when we got bad bond news.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that he will back off on the Fed chair, because that is another thing that is pushing the issue too. And I'm not saying that he's wrong for criticizing him, but it's just like every time that he puts out another nasty tweet about it, it's not helping things right now. That optic is not good.
You know what is so interesting to me is that this market freaks out when Trump accurately criticizes the Fed chair.
Absolutely.
He is completely right.
Right.
Powell is wrong. Powell is a Democrat. He is attempting to weaponize interest rates in a way he never did with Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah. In fact, he did things to benefit them.
Yes, he lowered the interest rate before the election under much worse economic indicators. That is what Trump is mad about. Why? Yep. So that Her Highness could run around and claim that they had conquered inflation.
Right. Yep.
But Jerome Powell is a political actor. Mm-hmm. He is happy to destroy entire markets to help the Democrats. That is who he is. Trump is not wrong. And so you get the stock market panicking when the truth is told and wanting to live and base their profits off lies. That is the model of the stock market. Let me tell you why it is. Because these profits in the stock market, right now, the stock market is not soaring because of great capitalism. It's soaring because we print a crap ton of money. Mm-hmm. It's fake. It's all a lie. And they need the lie to continue. And what Trump is saying and what I'm saying is the lie long term leads to one place, and that's collapse. This is not a real market. We need to have a real market. Trump is trying to build a real market, and a few powerful players with a lot of leverage, think hedge funds, are very angry because their gravy train's going to end, and they're trying to take these markets down to stop it. Never mind, their gravy train's going to end anyway. We can't keep printing like this. I mean, how is the world going to continue transacting? I would love to ask these questions of Lindsey Graham and Mike Johnson. How on earth will the world continue transacting the dollar for business deals that are international if y'all keep debasing it so that by the, you know, from the beginning to the end of the business deal, the dollar's worth less? How is that gonna work? And it's not. They got, and I'm only picking on Lindsey Graham because he's the budget chairman now. This idea, we're only going to cut $4 billion over the next 10 years, Lindsay. Well, you don't have kids. You don't care if the dollar collapses, but you're collapsing the dollar. They've got to say, these Republicans have got to stop spending money and passing Biden's budgets. They've got, and Nancy's budget. They got to stop, get their own, and lead.